everyone! It's Mr. Charlton here, and this is Audio Story 376. Now, the next story has been asked for by Isabel. Hello, Isabel. And Isabel has asked for Jam, a true story. Are you ready? Okay, let's begin. Jam, a true story by Margaret Mahe. Mr. and Mrs. Castle lived in a white house with a big green lawn. The three children were called Clement, Clarissa, and Carlo. Three little castles, said Mr. Castle, but very small ones, more like cottages, really. Mrs. Castle was the cleverest castle for the whole family. What a one she is, said Mr. Castle.
Let me tell you exactly what she's like. She could whip up a pot of atomic porridge. She could tuck a computer into bed and sing it to sleep with a lullaby. If she decided to go to the moon, I don't think she'd even need a rocket to get there. He was very proud of his wife. One day, Mrs. Castle announced that she had found herself a job. Important scientists were developing an electronic medicine to cure sunspots, and they had sent for Mrs. Castle.
But who is going to look after us? Asked Clement.
Isn't anyone going to be here when we come home from school? Asked Clarissa. Carlo was too young to say anything, but he also looked worried.
I shall be here, my little cottages, Mr. Castle cried. You have no reason to be anxious. He washed dishes and then pegged them out to dry. Not only did he sweep the floors, he swept the ceilings too.
He vacuumed the carpets, put the door to rise in a warm place, wiped down the bench and had a quick cup of tea. Planted a row of cabbages, folded the washing, baked the bread and a cake, put Carlo down for his afternoon sleep, had another cup of tea, cleaned the bath, prepared the dinner, read the paper, kissed the children when they came home from school, and Mrs. Castle when she came home from work, and asked them all what sort of day they had had. Then he gave Mrs. Castle a glass of sherry, handed her the paper, and took the children out for a game on the big green lawn. He was an excellent house father. Indeed, he was so good that one day he actually ran out of work. While he tried to think of just what to do next, a soft thud on the roof, and then another one. Thud, thud, thud. Sunspots, cried Mr. Castle, and ran outside. But it was not the sound of falling sunspots he had heard, but ripe plums tumbling off the old plum tree, which grew behind the house.
I'll show them, he cried. They think they know all my capabilities and my capacities, but I shall show them talents beyond their wildest dreams.
Gathering up the fallen plums, he made three pots of plum jam.
My dear, how wonderful, exclaimed Mrs. Castle.
Clarissa, Clement and Carlo thought it was wonderful too. The next day, many more plums fell from the tree, and Mr. Castle made 20 pots of plum jam. The following day, the ground under the tree and much of the roof were covered with big, purple plums. Mr. Castle didn't make 20 this time. He made 30 pots of plum jam. But the day after that, there were even more plums, and Mr. Castle had run out of jam jars.
What a challenge, he cried. Not a single plum must be wasted.
He filled all the vases where the flowers normally go in the house with jam. He filled the glasses they used for sherry. Even Carlo's rabbit mug and the teapots were filled with jam.
The whole house is like a jam factory, said Clement.
It's like a school for jam pots, said Clarissa.
Your father is a born artist, said Mrs. Castle. He is the Picasso of jam makers.
But now we must eat it all up, said Mr. Castle firmly. They began with jam sandwiches. Mrs. Castle, Clement and Clarissa had jam sandwiches in the lunches, in the morning, in the evening. They had jam sandwiches all day long.
Hooray! Called Mrs. Castle.
We've emptied the teapot already. We'll be able to have tea with our scones, pancakes, roly-polies and sponge cakes. That winter, the roof leaked a little. Mr. Castle's jam proved very useful, for it stopped leaks as well as being delicious on steam puddings. When the tiles came off the bathroom floor, Mr. Castle stuck them down again, I think you can guess it, boys and girls, with
jam. Can you believe it? Using jam to fix the bathroom. After weeks of devoted jam eating, they could put flowers in the vases again and drink sherry from glasses instead of from egg cups. Very strange. I wouldn't care if I never saw another pot of jam in my life, Clarissa whispered to Clemens. But don't tell Daddy I said so. You can't help getting sick of jam, Clemens agreed. In the meantime, they had jam with everything, and on everything, and under everything. Their dreams became haunted with jam. Jam, 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 and more jam. Clement dreamed that the sky opened and the jam rained down on him. Clarissa dreamed of fat, shadowy jam pots marching through the night, crying out a terrible war cry of jam, 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 jam. Mrs. Castle dreamed that it was proved that sunspots were caused by too much jam. And Carlo dreamed of great jammy dreams as well. The days were full of jam eating, and the nights was full of dreaming about jam. They even woke up feeling sticky and not in the mood for breakfast. Jam on porridge, jam on toast, jam, 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 and more jam. Then one morning, Mr. Castle went to the cupboard to get the teapot that the jam was in, only to find it was empty. There was not a single potful left. Let's have egg sandwiches for lunch. Let's have fish and chips, suggested Clement. Spaghetti and salad, cried Clarissa. But first, let's have a game on the lawn, said Mr. Castle. We've eaten so much jam that we look like jam pots ourselves. We shall have to get back into our old shapes. While they were playing on the lawn, Mr. Castle heard a soft thud on the roof. He looked up at the plum tree. A year of jam eating had gone by. The plums were ready again. Can you believe it, boys and girls? Is he going to make jam, jam, and more jam again? We will never know, because that is the end of the story. Isabel, boys and girls, I really, really enjoyed that story, and I have a secret. Mr. Charlton absolutely loves jam. Actually, I'm not a plum jam fan, but I really, really enjoy eating strawberry jam. Jam on toast, jam sandwiches, jam in cereal. Actually, the time is, let me look, the time is nearly 12 o'clock, nearly lunchtime, and I think I am going to go downstairs and have jam sandwiches for my lunch. I can't wait, it's so delicious. I will see you again very, very soon on Mr. Charlton's Audio Stories. 3, 2, 1, bye, jam, bye.